All right, it is 9:08 p.m. on Wednesday, January 20th, 2021, and this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Cool. Kind of a slow week as far as news goes, partially because COVID is just running rampant in the league. With no sign of a pause or anything of that nature in sight, or bound to happen anytime soon, it appears. I think this is the last podcast. 9 games have been canceled, maybe 8. I don't know, it's only been a week, so I think it's 9 total, so maybe like 6 games have been canceled since the last one, but a whole lot have been canceled. That is what the NBA did their newest ridiculous policy today, which is they're going to put security at half court to enforce player non-contact. They basically, I don't know if you saw this last week, I didn't talk about it because the James Harden trade, but the league instituted a policy forbidding players from hugging or touching hands. No, I'm pretty sure I talked about that. Like that was somehow going to stop the spread of COVID. Obviously ridiculous. But even more ridiculous, they have decided to put a security to try to enforce this stupid rule. It's really bad. This is all there. I mean, there's no like justification of this. There's no good look that this is. This is just bad. So, I don't know what to say. There's nothing I can do. I guess I could boycott the league, but I don't have a ratings box, so I don't know what that would do. So, yeah. It's bad. Yeah. And speaking of bad, it feels like such a terrible segue to make. I feel bad doing it. But speaking of bad, Caris LeVert is out for 6 to 8 weeks due to, as part of the Harden trade, when they went to do LeVert's physical, they discovered that he had a kidney mass, which I ended up doing some research on. It may not be as bad as it sounds, but it's not good. So hopefully that's something that they can take care of. Hopefully it's nothing serious. I guess kidneys sometimes just have things on them, and now that we have good imaging, we're able to see that. So I guess that could be what's happening here. Or I guess that's what I'm hopeful is happening here. I have no insight at all as to what is actually happening. I'm just hopeful that it is just this minor thing, and hopefully LeVert will be able to get back on the court soon. Not just for Indiana, but just because LeVert's a pretty cool dude, and I like to watch him play, and I would like to watch him get back to basketball. So I'm hoping this is nothing. Hopefully that's all. Hopefully it's just a benign mass, and that's that. That's what I'm really hoping. So, yeah. And he was on TV saying that the trade ended up being a blessing in disguise for him because it discovered this. So, I guess there you go. Life is weird. Anyway, that's it for news. Team of the week. I'm going to give it to the Cleveland Cavs. Right now, they have the number one defense in the league. Can you believe it? The Cleveland Cavs. Cleveland Cavs, frequent member of embarrassing team of the week over the past 2 years. They are team of the week because they have played some lights out basketball. I watched a game today where Colin Sexton scored 21 points in a row. It was pretty amazing. I had never seen a guy, like I've seen players get into zone, but that was like superstar-esque. That wasn't like regular player in the zone. That was like superstar in the zone. So that was really impressive to see. I'm glad I got to see it. If you can watch Cleveland versus Brooklyn on your league pass or download it legally through the internet or something, I definitely suggest seeking that out and watching Colin Sexton just blow up in overtime. 42 points, scored a lot of those OT points with Kyrie in his face, with KD in his face. It was really impressive. So, yeah, I think the Cavs deserve Team of the Week. Embarrassment of the Week. Well, it has to go to... I can't cop out and say the whole league again because of COVID. I guess I could cop out and say that. I don't even know if that's actually a cop out, but I think I've managed to discover a team to declare embarrassment of the week this week, and it's unfortunately the Minnesota Timberwolves. Things are really dire there. Things are dire in Houston too, but the Timberwolves look particularly beat. Even getting Towns back was not enough to kind of to fix the broken, and it's just running down the drain there, and I don't know what the solution is. There's not an easy one. If anything, the Timberwolves really, they could use a season break to kind of do some practice and get back on their feet. But right now they're really struggling bad. So it's definitely an embarrassment for sure. And there's a lot of players on that team who, you know, they're young. So it's not the end of the world. They do have a young team, but it's not looking great, that's for sure. Anyway, poor Minnesota Timberwolves. Hopefully they can pull it together. Non-basketball news. I'm going to go ahead and recommend you play Umurangi Generation. This is a game where you are in a near future island in probably New Zealand. Who is under UN occupation for reasons that I'm not going to spoil. It's definitely worth checking out. You are a photographer, and the game is you taking pictures of things, of you finding photo bounties and taking pictures of like your friends. And it's I had a really good time of it. The storytelling is definitely environmental storytelling, so you can't like... I don't know if there's any text in the game or anything like that, but there's definitely a lot of story that's just in the environment, and I really enjoyed it. It really got to me. I had a lot of fun with it. I like photography and video games anyway. I have done a photo project where it was photography in video games, so it's definitely right up my alley, and that's what this is. So yeah, definitely, it's a pretty short experience. You could play through this whole game in like maybe an hour if you really wanted to. But if you spend time getting the bounties and stuff, there's plenty to do. And I had fun with it for sure. I had a good 6 to 9 hours of fun. It was definitely worth it. So yeah, check it out. Enjoy it. I think you should. All right. That's it, my beautiful friends. I will talk to you next time.